They be like, what it be like? Like, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Kinda Like My Way. Today I wanted to bring you guys this quick episode number 9, season 2, talking about the importance, the truth behind manifesting your future. Manifesting what you're looking for. Getting out of life what you want. Those dreams, those goals, those ideas out of your head and into your hand. Okay, so first things first, I'm going to try to cut this as quick as I can, but I do have an ebook titled Head, Heart, and Hands, which covers the exact step-by-step processes that anyone can use to get your dreams, your goals out of your head, into your heart, and into your hand ultimately. As well as a training course that is also available. All information will be in the description. If you want the free ebook or you want the course, it's all there. But, all right, here we go. Truth be told, everything in life that you desire, that we want, that we perceive in front of us now, all started in the mind of someone else. It all started off as an idea. It all started off as a plan. It all started off as a twinkle in one person's mind, in their eye. Okay? Everything. It could be the car that you drive, the house that you live in, the money that you hold. Everything starts off as an idea. Now, the truth is the hardest, the most complicated part of this entire scenario is quite simple. But for most people, it is the most ignored, okay? The biggest step that you have is to take your idea and put it on paper. Okay? It's simple. Put it on paper. The idea that you have in your head, just put it on paper. The goals, the dreams, what have you, put it on paper. Write it down. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. It's just that simple. Okay? Nine out of 10 people will not do it, won't do it, because they feel that, oh, this is simple. I got it in my head. Write it down. Bring it into the physical realm. This is the first step. You have an idea. You think of it. You make it clear. You write it down. You write it down. Now you have a starting point. And you start with the end in mind. Your goal, your end result, what you want. You have it in mind. Now you have a target. It's just like whenever you get in your car and you cut on your Google Maps, your MapQuest, your navigation system, what have you. You put on location, and what do? You put in your destination. You must put in your destination. Without putting in your destination, you will not get to where you want to go. Not with your navigational system anyway. Okay, so now, write it down. Get your destination in order. Where do you want to go? Who do you want to be? What do you want to become? What do you want to see? How do you want to be perceived? Write it down, okay? As you do this, you begin to activate the entire process. Now it's something that's in your head, and now it's starting to become real. Now it's on paper. This is where you start to shift from ideas to create your passion. Once you create passion, that means it's in your heart. So one of the easiest ways that you can do this to actually create this and to be a heart thing, to where it's actually become something that you're passionate about, something that can move you to act when the you don't have a crowd clapping behind you. You don't have people telling you, yeah, you can do it. When you're alone and crap gets hard, it's for you to create true passion. Now, the easiest way for you to do that, after you write it down, you make the vision plain, you become detailed, get detailed oriented about this thing, right? Is to create what we like to call a vision board. And a vision board is a tool, okay? It can be a canvas, it can be a poster board, but in this tool you use to create a visual representation of what you want. Now, if you're in marketing and you're creating a funnel, or you do like it's similar to that, where you get a whiteboard and you start making the pages of your funnel on the whiteboard. You know, whenever someone comes in, they're going to see this, and this information is what they're going to see, and then they're going to go to this page, and you start to map out the process, right? Now, with your vision board, you're going to paint the picture, not literally. And if you're an artist, hey, you might just literally paint the picture. But the easiest way to do this is to print pictures off the internet or get magazines that represent the lifestyle that you want. Now, if this is more of a business plan or a goal, you can create and use words, you can use pictures, but you want to make this as visual and as vibrant as possible so that you can put this where you can see it on a daily basis and have something that you're working towards. You know what I mean? And when you, it's like a visual list where whenever, let's say you put a picture of a fancy car that you want, right? Like, awesome example, okay? My mom, me and my mom, we go hard with each other. We talk a lot, and we're into visualization and the mindset and growth and personal development. And one thing that she started doing about 2 years ago is she really wanted an Audi, right? She wants an Audi. So what she did, she put a picture of an Audi up. Then she put a picture of the Audi that she wanted and put it on her computer as a screensaver. Then put a picture as a background of her screen. So as soon as she come in the house, she see her Audi. As soon as she come on the computer, she see her Audi. Guess what my mom just got last week? That Audi. It's something you begin to open your mind's eye to the possibilities, and your mind begins to break down the process, the steps necessary for you to get what you desire. This is how you activate the subconscious mind and your passion in your heart. Create a picture. So as we said, step one, we're going to write it down. We're going to make it plain. Step two, we're going to make a vision. We're going to make a clear vision. And step three, how do you get it in your hands? Now, this is the part where most people like to rush towards and run into. And it's quite simple. If you wrote down a detail on what you want, now only thing you have to do is break down what you need to do on a daily basis to reach said goal. Let's say if you have a goal to make $100,000 a year, okay, it's a big, just the number, right? It's a big number. So your mind can't process what's necessary for you to get $100,000 a year. But what you have to do, you have to do the math. You have to break it down. And if it's $100,000 a year, matter of fact, I'm breaking open a calculator right now. $100,000 a year, what you do, you divide it by 12, right? So that's $8,333.33, repeated, per month, right? That's simple math. That's $8,333.33 a month. Now, that still might be a little too big for you. What you do, you divide it by $100,000, you divide it by 365 days, right? Now it turns into you have to earn or bring in $273.97 per day. Now, if you're in sales, you're in marketing, you have a outline. You simply have to make, let's say, $275 in sales. Well, just round it up to $300 in sales a day, and you can probably you can take a bunch of weekends off there. But what you do, you have to break it down. You break down your goals into small bite-sized pieces, pieces in where you can break it down and it becomes tangible. It's possible. Break down the steps necessary. If you want to lose weight, if you want to lose 100 pounds, break it down in 90 days. 100 pounds in 90 days, you need to lose 1 pound a day, right? 1.11 pound a day. So what do you need to do? You need to work on your you got to do your calorie count. You got to do your game plan. You got to do what kind of workouts you're going to do, what kind of cardio, what have you. What's your plan? What's the layout? And for most people, whenever you begin to break it down, you get the details, you create a vision, and you learn that, hey, I only have to do X per day or per week. You know what I mean? I only have to do X and Y per week. And guess what? I get the results. I get what I want. You can have the life that you desire. It's tangible. It's possible. It's probable if you do the work. And when you create your own roadmap, you create your own destiny, you take it into your own hands, guess what? Nothing can stop you but the man or the woman in the mirror. It has absolutely nothing to do with your parents. It has nothing to do with your spouse. It has nothing to do with where you come from, your background. It's all about this moment now, right now, and the choices that you make. You can either choose to complain about stuff and harp on what didn't happen or what happened to you, or you can make a decision, a choice to step up and take responsibility for your own actions, for yourself, for your future, for this moment now, and choose the life that you want. The choice is yours. Take the steps. Take the step. You deserve it. You can do it. Remember, it's a simple process. It's easy to do, but most things that are easy to do are easier not to do. So if you want the life that you desire, if you want to create, and have what's in your mind and make it your reality, take action. Take action. And like I said, there's two links below. You can get access to the free ebook. I pray that this podcast bless you. And that's free. You can get the free ebook. Just put your email address in and get that, download it instantly. It's 16 pages. It breaks down this process so that you can take the action and do it for yourself. And if you need more, there's the awesome class that I've created. It's a couple hours long. I got some bonuses that I'm throwing in there, but you can get in now. Early bird price is $67. And the link, it's below. You can go to lightlifelessons.com. That's light, LIGHT, lifelessons.com. And you will see the e-course. And also when you go to the e-course, you can actually download the ebook for free still from there. But both links are in the description. Go for it. Grow for it. Know that you can have whatever you want. You just have to make the decision, the choice to do it, to create it, to have it. So, till next time, be encouraged, be positive, be productive, and know the world is yours for the taking. There's so much wealth. There's so much success out here. There's more than enough for us all. Because there's so many people that say they want it, but they never make a difference. They never make a choice. They never take the first step. They never choose success. But that's not you. So choose success and let's grind out. I hope this helped you. I hope it blessed you. Till next time, lights out. Choo-choo.